Hi, I'm Sasha Merdall.
And I'm co-host Charles Howe.
And this is Grow Your Business Podcast, the show where we hear incredible marketing tactics to grow your business. From small business owners, entrepreneurs, and more, you will learn how to grow your business drastically. Let's dive in.
With that being said, let's meet today's podcast guest, Ryan, owner of BBQGrills.com. Hey, Ryan, how are you doing today?
What's going on, my man? How are you?
I'm glad to have you on the podcast. And a lot of people don't know, a lot of our listeners don't know that how I met you was through LinkedIn. LinkedIn is such a powerful, you know, social media platform that you can meet other like-minded people.
For sure. I completely agree. It's, in my opinion, from a professional standpoint, you know, just being a business owner and a CEO, I mean, it literally is my favorite social media platform. I mean, it's just, it's literally the business side of Facebook. I mean, the ability to talk to a CEO or, you know, market to a brand or, you know, reach out to another company for a partnership. And within 5 minutes, I'm getting an answer. It's just solid. Being able to connect to, you know, incredible people like yourselves and host podcasts and kind of get that word out. And I mean, it's amazing. You can't find anything else better.
Definitely. So, I found you on LinkedIn. I looked over your business. I looked over your brand. Can you tell us a little bit about business?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm the owner and CEO of BBQGrills.com. And I mean, the brand pretty much speaks for itself, right? I mean, it's we sell outdoor kitchen equipment, gas grills, charcoal grills, pellet grills. I mean, anything grilling wise, we got it, you know. And furthermore, with outdoor kitchens, we, you know, do full custom DIY. We work hand in hand with architects and, you know, residential customers as well. I mean, we really try to go above and beyond to ensure that, you know, we're doing everything necessary to make sure that the outdoor kitchen space is acquired. And it's exactly what the customer is looking for. And furthermore, we offer our own private line of, you know, landscape lighting as well. And we have patio heaters, and now we're just starting to kind of get into the patio furniture side of things as well. And there's a lot on the horizon.
I'm actually a huge outdoor person myself. Like, I love outdoor cooking, you know, barbecues, all that kind of stuff. And how are you? I know you live in California. I live on the East Coast. So how are you keeping? How are you keeping up with the seasons? You know,
for sure. So this year has been really interesting. It has. I mean, I've been in this industry for 13 years now. I think next year will be my 14th year, and I'm excited to say that I've been at this long. And I can honestly say that this year was unlike any other year I've ever experienced. Especially starting the business. I mean, I've been in the industry for roughly, like I said, 13 years. And of that 13 years, I've been in this industry for 13 years now. And this year is the first year of actually me being in a business owner, you know, chair. I've worked in this industry for 13 years. You know, I was a sales rep. I was, you know, doing some very, very high level, you know, marketing and just all aspects of the business at my prior company. And so this year was the first portion of really getting to sit in the driver's seat and kind of taking a whole well-ended spectrum of everything that's going on. And like I said, I mean, this year has been absolutely just, I mean, we couldn't even place a pin on it. I mean, the season changed. I mean, we went from, you know, typically where, you know, our May to August is our peak season because of the summertime and the springtime starts to pick up. And then that whole entire season, people were locked inside their homes due to the lock in place order, the shelter in place order. And it was just, it was a really, really interesting year, to be quite honest.
Definitely. You know, the coronavirus has changed the entire, you know, ball game for every industry. You know, it's just amazing the fact that, you know, you're doing it, you're still going strong at it. So I saw, you know, you have a strong background in marketing and e-commerce. And, you know, I looked over your LinkedIn. I was like, you know, obviously I wanted to know what kind of, you know, experience you had before you got into your business, how you know, as you became the CEO of your business. So can you tell us a little bit of your background? Because I know some of our guests might, you know, are probably marketers or, you know, e-commerce, whether they have brands or owners or whatnot. Can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Yeah. So I, how I kind of came into this industry is, it's really interesting, to be quite honest with you. I mean, BBQGrills.com was something that was so much bigger than myself. It's taking a full spectrum look at it. I mean, it was something that really was a dream come true in all aspects. And so when I was 16 years old, to kind of take a step back, my father has owned probably one of the most prestigious landscape and pool businesses in the East Bay, the Bay Area. And he's owned that ever since I was a child. And growing up, I developed such a love for just that business owner and that entrepreneurial, you know, mindset. It always spoke to me. And furthermore than that, I love the way that he interacted with his customers and how much there was just, you could just see the respect just oozing out of both parties. And I just fell in love with that. And so at the age of 16, I started working for my father in his construction business. I did that all the way up until about 18. And unfortunately, during that time frame, the economy took a massive hit. And, you know, back in 2007, 2008, and truth be told, putting pools in your backyard during an economic downturn is probably not the top thing on a lot of people's lists. And so I was a sophomore in high school and trying to, you know, develop this mindset of what am I going to do after high school? Where am I going to go? You know, am I going to go to college? Am I going to go get a degree in something to, you know, build somebody else's dream? Like that entrepreneurial mindset, like just was always there. And I remember I went back to visit my dad for a weekend and he sat me down and he's like, what do you know about internet? Like, what do you know about the internet? And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, this was like back in like 2007, 2008, mm-hmm. Not many people were buying stuff online at that time. And I was like, I mean, you can buy stuff on it. I know that, you know, MySpace is pretty cool. Like, I mean, you know, so it's like, it was kind of this new idea. And he was like, well, I want to start an e-commerce business. And I'm like, well, what in the world is e-commerce? And he's like, well, you sell stuff online, right? And he's like, I'm already, you know, building pools for people in their backyards. We're doing outdoor kitchens, which at that time, he was really the first person to really develop an outdoor kitchen. Like nobody had ever heard of it before. And so he went to various brands and kind of pitched this idea to them. And they just all thought he was crazy. Like there's no way this is going to work. This is insane. No one else is doing this. We're sticking with brick and mortar. Retail is the wave of the future. And that's just it. And true to just having that burning desire of any person, they're going to do it regardless of what anybody says. And so in my sophomore year of high school, I got with a couple developers that we had great relationships with pretty much my whole entire life. And we started developing this website and we ended up launching that website. And we didn't have any brands that were agreeing to it. We actually basically took dummy brands and put the product on the website. And our first month in business, we did $100,000 in sales. And within our first year, we hit $2 million in sales. And this was really before anything e-commerce wise was even in the industry. And so over the course of the next 10 years, we would build this massive company that I really just, I loved. It was a great stepping stone. It was an awesome opportunity. Unfortunately, in August of 2018, that company kind of dissolved and it really just wasn't the right spectrum of what I was looking to do. It really wasn't where I wanted to take the company. And in 2014, I purchased two domain names, bbqgrill.com and bbqgrills.com. At the time, my wife wasn't too happy about those purchases, but I think that in my mind, it was something that I knew the industry, I knew where I wanted to be. I had so much deep respect for a lot of the key players in this industry. And I just knew that I'm going to keep them in my back pocket and I'm going to save them for a rainy day. And in 2019, in December of 2019, we launched bbqgrills.com. And I'm happy to say that as of this week, we actually hit $2 million in overall sales for the year. And it's our first year in business. We do not do any PPC, any remarketing. We do not do anything really. I mean, all sales generated from our website are 100% SEO based and organic based. We choose to partner with brands and partner with third-party companies that represent our core values of what we are as a company. And the feedback and the response from the company has just been, it's been absolutely revolutionary. It's absolutely been incredible. And yeah, I mean, it's awesome. I mean, to say that in, you know, December of 2019, I had $600 left in my checking account. And this was it. I mean, there was no plan B. There was no going back. And I put everything out on the table and knew that with solid customer service and with word of mouth marketing, we can't go wrong.
Well, man, I have to tell you, congratulations. That's an insane goal. I'm applaud you and your whole team and everything you've done. So that's amazing. So, it sounds like you have amazing vendors. How did you kind of pick those vendors up? Was it, through previous relationships or was it establishing those relationships?
Yeah. So, people often ask me, they see the success of the business and they see the outside looking in and they're like, how did you get to this point? Like, how did you get to be in this position? And I tell them all the time, relationships are the foundation of a solid business. I mean, it's sure you can look at P&Ls all day, you could track your profits, you could run across all these things, but at the end of the day, if people don't respect you, they're not going to want to do business with you. And all of the success that's been built off of this company has been solely based upon the relationships that I've spent the last 13 years cultivating. And when it was time for me to branch away from that old company and start my new company, it was those, it's those shaky conversations that you have to have. I still remember to this day calling some of these owners and these brand manufacturers. And I'm like, hey, I'm that guy that worked at this company and now I'm starting my own thing. And, but the beautiful thing about it is that it really let me take a step back that, oftentimes when you go through success and then you fail, you often look at yourself and think, am I really the person that I am? Like, am I really trying to be the best person that I can be? I know I fall short sometimes. I know I might take a step back. I might, all of these things might happen. But when that happened to me, when I was calling these companies and they're like, we would love to work with you. There would be no greater opportunity than to work with your company. It really helped appreciate myself a little bit more and understanding that even though I went through these struggles and I took these bumps and bruises, I'm still the person that I need to be for myself, my family, and my company.
It didn't take them 13 years, but over the time of 13 years building those relationships. So, obviously we covered how'd you get into this niche, kind of your background and all that. What inspired you to, was it your father that inspired you to start a business or did it just happen? Cause you were like, I need some freedom. What was it?
It was my dad. Yeah. It was my father, hands down. Sorry. I don't want to get too emotional. There's a lot of things that, you look at somebody that has success, you look at somebody that's really created the life that they want, and 99.9% of the time, they had to go through a lot to get it. They had to go through a lot of things to acquire what it is that they have created. And I've seen every facet. I've seen every downturn. I've seen every roadblock. And I've heard every no. And I think that when I truly went into this business, it was one of those things that it was like, I don't want to just do it for myself. And I don't want to do it just to make myself proud. I want to show that I want to show to my father that I can do this. And prove to him that, as a father myself, I look at my kids and I think to myself like, God, I wonder where they're going to be in 15 years. I really hope that they take the right path. I worry about their future, especially with just so much going on in this world. And I know my father feels the same about me. And, and it's funny that you even asked that because we had a conversation the other day and he told me, he's like, you did it. You really did it. You're where I don't have to stress. I don't have to worry anymore. Like you're there. And I just think that when you find that one thing that really becomes your why, nothing else matters, nothing. And it's just one of those things that I constantly just, every change of the business, every new brand that we add, every day that we're working our butt off to get to where we need to be, there's always that why. And it's just that's it.
When you have the why, you're just locked in and that why is just keeping you going. Cause it's just like, why did you start it? Why are you doing it? Why are you continue it? Right. To anyone looking to get in this industry, cause I'm sure it's a tough industry. So what can you tell to someone that's looking to either, get, started in their own business or, take, an employee route? It doesn't matter. What would you tell them?
I think that, no matter what you do, do your best, right? I mean, that's the foundation, whether you're an employee, whether you're a business owner, whether you're a contractor, whether you're, you're shadowing somebody that's trying to show you the ropes of everything. I mean, really give it your all and understand what it is that you're going after. Always have a goal. Always have a mindset. I tell my son every morning when I wake up, I said, what's your goal today? And if he tells me he doesn't have a goal, I tell him to go back to bed and wake up when he has one. I mean, that's just it, right? I mean, it's like when you wake up, you have a plan. You know what it is that you're going to be attacking that day. You make a list and you just get it done. And I think that through the success of what we've seen, right? And is that we haven't given up. I mean, that's it. I mean, there's the only difference between impossible and impossible is someone's determination. That's it. That's the only thing that separates the impossible and the possible. And I think that if you're dedicated, if you understand exactly what it is that you're going after, you have a vision and you're willing to put in that extra effort, you're going to get what it is that you're looking for.
If you want it really bad, you're going to do anything to get there, whether, you know, it's, you know, a new vendor, new client, new customer, you're going to figure out how you can get that new customer, client, or vendor, right?
And I think even furthermore than that, get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I mean, like that's when I started this business and I was going down these roads and doing these things, I remember I was sitting at my desk one time and I made this list of all these companies that I wanted to reach out to. And I specifically was only going after the ones that I knew would say yes, right? And I remember my wife came in and she was like, why did you skip like four? And I'm like, well, because I know they're going to tell me no. And she's like, okay, well then get a no. She's like, at least you're going to know. She's like, it doesn't make any sense to me. She's like, get comfortable with being uncomfortable. She's like, accept that no. Understand that you're not always going to get a yes. Understand that it's not always going to work out. It's not going to go the way that you want to, but guess what? You're better than you were yesterday. So that's where you need to be, you know? And it's just that right there, that moment, it's just from then on, I always challenge myself every day to do something that's going to make me uncomfortable, whether that's talking to some stranger at the gas station, whether that's, you know, calling a contractor that I know is a prestigious contractor that I'm probably not going to get an answer to. It's just always trying to find something that's going to take you out of your element, because as you do that every single day, you're going to slowly realize that in a month, you're somebody that your old month old person from a month ago would never have done.
Mm-hmm. You really have to get uncomfortable with the no. I still get a million no's a day. I get like 300 no's a day. Like, and I'm okay with it. Like someone tells me no. Okay. Like if like example, if Ryan wanted to work with me and he just said no. All right. You know, like you obviously we have a relationship and all that kind of stuff, but you know, even if you said no, even if I reached out to him, that's fine. Right. Maybe you don't know how Ryan feels today. Right.
What's so about just, planting that seed too, right? I mean, it's like, it's just because somebody tells you no today doesn't mean they're going to tell you no next week. You
exactly.
know, it's all about planting that seed. I mean, I got a brand. I mean, our business acquired a brand last month that took us 11 months to acquire. I mean, 11 months of constantly checking in and showing them sales data, proving to them that we can acquire the brand and make it what we need to make it, and just relentless hard effort to get it. I mean, if I would have stopped after the first no, we wouldn't have just made it the number three brand in 1 month, you know? And so it's like, you have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. It's just one of the key parts.
Mm-hmm. You know, build that relationship, be uncomfortable with the no, and just keep going, you know?
Sure.
Ryan, you know, I highly appreciate you having me on this podcast. I'm definitely looking forward to doing another one in the future.
For sure.
Where can our, you know, listeners reach you at?
So if you want to check out the website, you can check out the website at bbqgrills.com. If you want to follow me on Instagram, it's just Ryan Maltby. So R-Y-A-N. And then my last name is Maltby, M-A-L-T-B-I-E. I'm just a pretty, pretty laid back dude. If you want to message me on, you know, Instagram and try to ask me some questions, kind of get some advice. I love sharing, you know, business advice with people. I love helping people and trying to get them to, you know, reach that new level of themselves. And I really appreciate getting on the podcast with you, man. It's been great. And I hope all the listeners, you know, kind of took a piece of this and try to apply it to their daily lives. And I wish everybody the best.
If you enjoy the podcast, don't forget to give us a rating. It really does help out the channel. And see you next time.